The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond.
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There is no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes, it's Movie Magic time again. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films, is with me to talk about a true favourite.
Give her six quavers, then pause.
She sent us four quavers, a group of five quavers, a group of four semi-quavers.
The only thing these phrases have in common are five signals.
I hope somebody's taken all this down.
What are we saying to each other?
It seems they're trying to teach us a basic tonal vocabulary.
It's the first day of school, fellas.
It's the first day of school, fellas. Well, you may recognize that from the epic science fiction adventure about a disparate group of people who attempt to contact alien intelligence. We are talking, of course, about the 1977 Steven Spielberg classic Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Bill, you're very welcome to the program.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks. I love this film. I love this film so much.
It's a wonderful, wonderful film. Spielberg was riding the crest of a wave at this point.
He had just come off the success of Jaws, which had been a glorious success around the world, box office cleanup, and it had surprised everybody. And the studio, Columbia, said to him, you can make your next film. And he decided it was going to be a UFO movie, and people thought this was career suicide. They thought, you've made a blockbuster, now make another blockbuster. But they didn't realise that the UFO movie he was making was another blockbuster.
Okay, because UFO movies would have been B movies. They kind of would have been the support, lasting about 50 minutes.
Yeah, but he decided to just blow the lid off all of that. And they assembled an amazing group of people to help him in that endeavour. Like, his producer was Julia Phillips, who had just won the Oscar, first woman to win the Oscar for Best Film for The Sting. And her husband, Paul Schrader, had written Taxi Driver and was about to write Raging Bull. Like, these were really strong people he'd put in. But Paul Schrader delivered his first draft of the script.
Yeah.
And Spielberg said, Schrader turned in his script. It's one of the most embarrassing screenplays ever professionally turned in to a major studio or to a director. It's a guilt-ridden story, not about UFOs at all. And Schrader was absolutely disgusted.
Because don't forget, Spielberg's a punk at this point. I mean, he's the new boy on the
block. The wunderkind. He was the new wunderkind. And so they stuck a load of people to help him. John Hill and David Giler and Hal Barwood and all these people. You fix it, you fix it, you fix it. And what was happening was at the... our Vilmos Zsigmond, who actually won the Oscar for cinematography, he said that the delays in production were because Spielberg was sitting up late at night watching old UFO movies and science fiction movies on TV, getting great new ideas, coming back to the set the next day with rewrites and extending and extending. And as a result, Julia Phillips started to do cocaine. She was the producer, and the whole budget was spiraling out of control, and she couldn't control him. And so he fired her, and she had become addicted. Now, in 1991, she wrote this extraordinary book, You'll Never Eat Lunch in This Town Again, which described the whole experience and how dreadful Spielberg was to work with. Because up till then, everybody thought, oh, Spielberg, he's a genius, he's fabulous. You know, everybody loved him, but not according to Julia Phillips.
To cut to the money chase, he spent how much on it?
Well, he told the studio, they started out with a budget of 2.9 million, and that's what and it spiraled to 20 million. Like, I mean,
okay, and in those days, back in 77, a lot of money.
That's an awful lot of money.
Okay,
and
but how much did it take?
Ah, you see, it opened to such sensational numbers, broke box office records and took in $300 million for its $20 million outlay,
wow,
which was some return.
So they were going to let him do anything he liked after that.
Oh, they were. And there were so many little things about the film, because in 1977, when it was released, so was Star Wars. And when it came Oscar time, they were up against each other in most of the key categories. And Star Wars cleaned up, including John Williams for the music. He won for Star Wars, did not win for Close Encounters. However, later at the Grammys, John Williams won the Grammys, two Grammys for Close Encounters.
Now, what's the story?
The story is this guy, Roy, played by Richard Dreyfuss, is out driving in his van, and the next thing he has a close encounter, a UFO. Stops right over his little truck, beams down at him, burns the face off him, frightens the living daylights out of him, and he realises that that is a UFO. And what has happened is it has put a note in his head to come to a meeting point. Now, it transpires these messages have been sent to a bunch of people on Earth, and Melinda Dillon plays the most incredible. She's the mother of a little boy who is abducted, literally sucked out the front door of his house into a UFO, and it transpires that they're all together at this mountain where the UFO, the big mothership, is going to make a visit to Earth and come and talk to us all. And what you've just heard there, that beautiful opening sequence, was when the scientists put their computer in touch with the to read the musical notation that's coming, so that a common language, they can understand what the UFO wants, and what it, and the UFO wants to return all the people it's abducted, but it wants to take some people away with it.
Now, Spielberg himself said that a moment from this movie was one of his finest achievements. Which scene was that?
The scene was the abduction of little Barry. Little Barry's playing with his toys, and his toys start to play by themselves because the UFO is outside and it's powering all his little electrical toys. And little Barry is three, and he goes to the door and he opens the door. And when he opens the door, this unbearable orange light comes flooding in. And that moment of menace, Spielberg said, is his finest achievement as an image.
We have another scene here, a short clip from a scene, and there's a French accent.
There's a French, it's the great, the Oscar-winning director, François Truffaut, who had won for Day for Night, the best foreign language film. He'd won the BAFTA as best film, but he was a fan of Jaws, he was a fan of Sugarland Express, so Spielberg got him to appear in the movie. And François Truffaut and Bob Balaban, the great filmmaker, who most people remember as Phoebe's dad from Friends. So but they are trying to find out from the Richard Dreyfuss character what has happened. What has happened to him, and why is he there?
Avez-vous des maux de tête, des migraines?
Having headaches, migraines.
Yeah. Irritation des yeux et du sinus.
An irritation in your eyes and your sinuses.
Yeah. Des démangeaisons, des allergies.
You have hives. You have allergies.
Des brûlures sur le visage et sur le corps.
You're burning on your face and on your body.
Yes. Who are you people?
Look at this.
Yeah, I got one just like in my living room.
Who are you people?
Je pensais.
Oui, je connais. Oui, je connais. Monsieur Neri, please, one more question. N'avez-vous pas fait récemment une rencontre?
Have you recently had a close encounter?
Une rencontre plutôt inhabituelle.
A close encounter with something very unusual.
And there's the nub of the whole thing.
Well, the close encounter of the first kind is a sighting. Yep. Close encounter of the second kind is evidence. Close encounter of the third kind is contact. That's you know, and that's Alan Hynek's breakdown in the Project Blue Book, and that is about to be a major series on the Sci-Fi Channel. Here it has already aired in America, rave reviews, and it's got a second series going to shoot. And Aidan Gillen is the lead in the film, but it's funny that year everybody loved Richard Dreyfuss, and he didn't get nominated for the Oscar for Close Encounters. However, he had made a low-budget film called The Goodbye Girl, and he got nominated And he won. He won that. So it was like you get the reward. Everybody knew he was really getting the reward for Close Encounters, but he got it for The Goodbye Girl, which I love.
Claire says, my favourite film ever. I've always loved how Spielberg explored the structure of American families falling apart set against the backdrop of phenomenal circumstances. It's a magnificent movie. I grew up with it.
Ah, well, there you
and it
go.
Stands the test of time.
Oh, it totally stands the test of time. And you look at the quality of the actors in it. Like Melinda Dillon, she was the first honey on Broadway in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. She was nominated for the Tony for that. She was nominated for the Oscar for this. Like, you put a quality actress like that, you put Terry Garr as the wife of Richard Dreyfuss, and then you have Francois Truffaut and you have Bob Balaban. Yeah. You know, you're onto a good thing.
So the message is, if you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Oh, do yourself a favour. It's fantastic.
Bill Hughes, thank you very much.